Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
This next story is very, very odd. It's the only thing that I can say because I like to think that I'm on top of the news, and yet somehow, I missed the story completely. Well, how does that happen? And why would that happen? And this is something that I think is pretty important to try and figure out. Well, Joshua Buchalter is with us. He is a presenter at Honest Reporting. Joshua, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining. How are you? Oh, just apologies, one a second. They just need to make an adjustment. There we go. You should be able to hear now.
Ooh. Yeah, thank you, Howard. It's good to be here with you.
Right, nice to chat to you. Tell us about this. First of all, tell us what the story is, because I'm not proud of the fact that I missed this completely.
I wouldn't put it on you, Howard. I would, you know, it's the influence that the media has in terms of controlling what is known in the general public and even people who are trying to keep up to date with the news. There's only so much the general public has. So essentially, yeah, it was a miraculous mission. The IDF forces going into dangerous territory and rescuing 10 individuals that weren't even Israeli, weren't even Jewish, but were being held captive by Palestinian terrorists in the disputed territories in the West Bank. It was a daring mission. It was done, you know, kind of under the radar, but it was very successful. And all 10 Indians who were being held hostage were successfully rescued.
And when was this?
This was earlier in the week, towards the end of last week, and it was quiet on the media, and that's the thing. That's why, you know, it wasn't necessarily known, it wasn't blown up. The Israeli media were talking about it, the Indian media were talking about it, but the general media weren't making enough noise about it, and especially consistent noise and the noise that it deserved.
I mean, you've got a situation here where foreign nationals are being held captive by a group. They are rescued successfully. I mean, what a story that is.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's huge. But, you know, from my perspective, being in the media and analyzing the media, it would be silly to continue to be surprised. This is how the media has proven itself time and time again. We have a miraculous story, but Israel is perceived in a positive light. And it's not a mistake. It's not there's something else happening at the same time. As soon as we realize Israel can only be perceived in a positive light, the media is not going to jump onto it because that's not going to support their narrative. And it's not going to attract the attention that they want from the people that are generally following their news.
Do you think that, I mean, I know it's deliberate. We know it's deliberate. But is it a thing, like, is it an instruction, or is it just something comes across the lines and I'm not going to report on that because Israel is portrayed in a positive light? How explicit is it, I guess, is the question.
So from my perspective, I would say it's very deeply ingrained in these entities now. That has taken years, if not decades. But slowly, these entities have become filled with employees and people working there that all share this anti-Israel narrative. And it's become representative of these entities. So it's not necessarily one individual who says, you know, I'm not going to report on this today. I just don't feel like it, or I'm going to focus on something else. Or it's not as if there's one individual who has slightly anti-Israel views. It's become a situation where these entities are becoming infested with people who just represent bias and anti-Israel narratives.
You know, this concept of filtering is one certainly that we see here and we keep an eye on in South Africa, where an example that I always give is that Hezbollah will fire rocket after rocket after rocket at Israel. It's not reported, but when Israel retaliates, it is reported. And that, of course, creates the impression that Israel is this warmongering entity. All they want to do is wage war against innocent people. That's one aspect of filtering. This seems to be a completely different aspect, which is the filtering of anything positive about Israel. Is this something that you guys are observing at Honest Reporting as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's not the first time. There are many situations in the past 18 months, you know, where quite clearly an event deserves attention, deserves to be reported, but isn't necessarily done in that light. With the humanitarian aid going in and out of Gaza, it was another situation where there was always the accusation if there was an issue with the humanitarian aid, but there was never emphasis on how much effort Israel was putting to send humanitarian aid to an area that had just attacked the state. It's a bizarre concept. So there's always this twist. And it's something that we fight in, and we are putting up as much as we can, and there are marks that we leave in, but the trend has been there consistently.
If you approach a Associated Press, for example, on this, what would their typical response be, if any?
It's a great question, and I think it's avoided to a large extent. A lot of the time it's not put under the spotlight. Why is there this consistent trend, or the concept of Israel being targeted is not put under the spotlight enough. So if you ask me, the question or the situation will be avoided. There might be specific examples that they push to try and counter that argument that it is bias against Israel. They might take one or two things and just push that intensely. But again, when you look at the long-term period, the last 18 months, the trends of the media, the way they work, you know it's not a once-off mistake. There's effort, and it's very sophisticated, and it's unfortunate to say, but the effort that is put into demonizing Israel and preventing any positive news on Israel is very sophisticated. And answering your question, that sophistication allows them to cover up.
And certainly, again, it's what we see here in South Africa. Follow all the News 24 headlines, and every single headline will be a negative headline about Israel. You can go through one after the other. You just don't see a negative headline even about Hamas. It's just a remarkable thing. And ultimately, it's got to have a very, very problematic or concerning result, because that's what people are being fed.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do think the reputation of the media has changed significantly. And a lot of people, you know, slowly but surely are catching on that the media cannot necessarily be trusted. And I see it a lot, especially maybe when I meet someone and I'm maybe the first person associated with Israel that they've met face to face. Now they're in a situation where all they know are the headlines they've read, and now they're talking to someone who's actually face-to-face, who's got a bit of knowledge and experience about the topic. And immediately, you know, there's a clear shift. But it's the challenge that I think the world is facing, and with the polarizing effect that the media continues to have, when traditionally there was this expectation that the media was nonpartisan, that was bringing you an objective perspective. And that objectivity has just been dismantled, not just to do with Israel and the Middle East conflict, but I think it's a global issue at the moment.
Joshua Buchalter, thank you. Honest Reporting. That it's absolutely staggering to hear about that story that I have completely missed. I'd love to hear from you. Did you hear about that at all? 061-895-1019. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.